Blog Talk Radio.
Come in. We've been waiting for you. Your presence was missing, and we were collectively calling for you to be here, and now you are here. You are so welcome, and you are needed. Without you, we would all of us be yearning for you, and our energy would be drained. But now we can feel the strength of your force field of energy, and now we are strong, and we are ready. Thank you for being here. We are one. We are all together. And we've gathered to be together so that we know that we are never alone. We are one. And we are all together. And we've gathered together to support one another in our personal desires for ourselves. And even though each of us may have a different desire, we are one in desiring our own personal desire, and our oneness empowers each one of us. All through our last six times together, we have been being enlightened in an advanced school to learn how to manifest our desires. We have activated our will to do. We have made a decision to bring one desire into manifestation. We have received clarity as to how to bring this one desire into manifestation. And we've developed a pattern and made a plan. And we've taken the first step. And we've experienced something in the physical world that encourages us to maintain our focus, keep the rhythm, concentrate, and never give up. Because we are determined to see the full manifestation of our desire, and we have been empowering our desire with our love, in compassion and understanding. We are learning to love ourselves as we get to know more about ourselves. This desire that we have is showing us things about ourselves that we didn't know. This desire is the pathway to finding our true purpose and knowing who we really are and why we are here. This desire has been burning within us to awaken us to our magnificence, to awaken us to our personal power, to quicken our mortal body to be able to merge with the energies and the frequencies of creation. And the most important step to realizing who you are and why you are here is going to be revealed tonight. Tonight we are going to hear from Arcturus, a message from one of the brightest stars in our universe. This message is a message of the One. It comes from the many, but it is from the One. We are all one with all there is. This means that you are a part of every microbe, every electron, every rock, every tree, every flower, every animal. You are a part of everything that you can see all around you. This means you are a part of everyone in your family, everyone at your work. This means that you are a part of everyone in your neighborhood, everyone in your city, your nation, in the world. You are a part of every star, every planet, every cloud, every mountain, every river, every ocean. Everything is one thing. Everything is made of the same thing. Everything is one thing, and you are part of this one thing. You are a very important part of this one thing, as without you, there's a hole in the system. Your part would not be operating, and the whole thing is weakened and cannot operate properly. So tonight, since you are here, your part is operating, and everyone is so thankful because tonight everything is operating perfectly. Tonight you're going to receive the operating instructions for your part, and let us begin with how the whole machine works. First of all, there is no beginning and no ending. This machine is energy, and this energy is conscious, and this energy is intelligent. This is free energy. This energy is available to all and is in all. This energy is available to you and is in you. And there's no beginning to this energy, and there's no ending to this energy. This energy is love. This energy is love in expression, in compassion and acceptance. This love energy is totally open. This love energy acknowledges and receives everything and everybody. No one is eliminated. No one is rejected. This love energy encompasses all ideas, accepts all patterns, views and reviews all actions without judgment. This love energy knows no boundaries. Love is patient, and love is kind. Love is never rude or crude. Love trusts. Love protects. Love believes. Love is not jealous. Love does not envy. Love does not pressure or ever trespass beyond the boundaries of another. Love does not deflate or belittle. Love does not always want its own way. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is not happy when something bad happens to the one they love. Love always hopes and always perseveres. Love is steadfast. Love is pure. Love is constant and sure. Love never embarrasses or ridicules. Love always stands alongside and supports and encourages. Love never betrays. Love never abuses. Love never uses another for its own pleasure or advancement. Love never deceives, for love rejoices in the truth, and love can stand to know the truth and will never turn its back. Love has no understanding of failure. Love never fails. Love only sees the progression of an individual's expression. Love has compassion before the act. Love has compassion after the act. Love is forgiving, full of mercy. Love is impeccable. Love knows no errors. Love sees no imperfection. Love is harmless. Love only knows how to operate in exceeding abundance, more than we can think or ask. Love is sacred. Love is holy. Love is endless. Love has no beginning or ending. You are part of this love. Your whole purpose is to love and to be loved. And as you love, love comes back to you. You do not need to look for love. You are love. So tonight, we will once again go into our heart, because our heart is the engine of our love. So close your eyes now and see those crystal steps down into your heart. See the crystal door with the crystal doorknob. Turn the doorknob now and open the door and step into the crystal sanctuary of your heart. There have been many times when the actions of others or your own actions have caused a hurt to be in your heart, and there are areas that are scarred. But tonight, the great healing energies of Arcturus is now entering into your heart and erasing all of those scars and restoring your heart and healing your heart. So now that it can operate your part, and you are now able to work perfectly. So just take a few minutes right now to allow this healing to take place. Just open up your heart, open it up wider, wider, wider. Mighty Arcturus is healing your heart and erasing all of your heart scars now. And now your part is ready to operate perfectly. So here are your operating instructions. Open your mind to acceptance. Acceptance does not judge. Acceptance does not eliminate anything. Acceptance accepts everything and everybody. Acceptance is calm and does not judge anything, good or bad, right or wrong. Acceptance allows all expression. For acceptance just observes. Acceptance does not have to agree with what it sees. Acceptance merely observes. But acceptance can discern and make decisions. Acceptance can participate or not. Acceptance can decipher a code and work out a solution. Acceptance can see through into motives and intents. And acceptance gives credit to goodness. Acceptance applauds excellence. Acceptance extols virtue. Acceptance wants the highest and best good for everything and everybody. Open your mind to acceptance and now release yourself from the levels of judgment. Release yourself from the rules and regulations of man. Release yourself from the dictums of religious orders. Release yourself from fraternities that exclude and groups who oppose other groups. Release yourself from conflicts Release yourself from comparisons. Do not compare yourself with others. There's no one else like you. Release yourself from strivings. There's nothing that you cannot attain or be or have. Release yourself from anxieties. There is nothing to fear. Release yourself from ideas that you can't. You can. Release yourself from ideas that you don't matter, because we can't operate without you. Release yourself from all ideas that life is hard, because life is full of free energy, easy to be entreated, available to anyone, available to you. And your heart is now healed, and your heart is open, and your mind is open to acceptance. And just allow acceptance to erase all barriers and dissolve all things that you have set in stone, because nothing is set in stone. Everything in the universe is in a state of constant motion, ever evolving, ever changing, never stopping, never ending. Everything is open-ended. There is no beginning or ending. There is just a precious now moment, which we are in right now. And right now, Arcturus says, as you operate in acceptance and you allow all things to be, everyone and everything, without any judgment or condemnation, as you unlock the keys to all of the doors that you have closed in your life, as you free yourself from the matrix of the lower vibrations in your environment, you are now open to all the avenues, all the possibilities. Just continue to open up your mind to acknowledge the beauty, the sacred geometry, the absolute perfection of everyone and everything around you. And this will allow only the streams of universal love energy to surround you and flood your desire with such an abundance of love energy that this flood of love energy will command your desire to manifest. This is my promise to you. And I speak from within the realms of eternal love that cannot fail. So this is the seventh and final step, dear ones. Hold fast. Never give up. Concentrate. And practice acceptance. And allow the love that you are to be free and in union with the love of all of us. And together, we shall all fulfill our purpose, manifest our desire, and fill all the earth with the glory of God, which we are.